Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Lunch with Leah, episode 331.
Hi, everybody. It's Leah. If you haven't met me before, welcome to the podcast. It's a crazy girl. Well, James and Raymond and Heidi and Patrice and everybody are so busy getting out orders that I don't have anyone to listen in on the podcast today to laugh at my jokes. So I hope you guys will all laugh anyway. Look at Jason. He's not even listening. Raymond's not listening. No one's listening. Everyone thinks I'm boring. Listen, let me tell what happened. So we put out that CBD eye cream, and oh my God, I mean, it's just like flying out the door. We have had to replenish our stock like this the fourth time, and I've got a wait list of people wanting it, and we finally just got some more, and I guess it was yesterday or the day before, so it's back on the website. If you want it, you better go now. And there is an eye cream code that will give you the 50% off. It's called eye cream. It's an introductory offer, and the reason we're doing that is because what we found is that when people buy one, they're immediately buying two and three and four more. So I don't know if they're buying it to use on their entire body, or if they're buying it because they want to use it for gifts or Mother's Day gifts, or I don't know, but it's strange. People are just ordering it up. But anyway, it's a premium hemp CBD eye cream, and it's got, I mean, the testimonials are unbelievable. I mean, people are saying that, you know, their eyes aren't as puffy. It's kind of, it has a draining effect that hemp does, that it's the fine lines and wrinkles are less. And then people are saying they're using it on the back of their hands and their chest. So, I mean, I love it. I use it on half my face. I use my whole face because, you know, I got to have the whole thing. And I noticed a huge difference. I just started using it on the other half. Can you tell, did this puff go down? Did it go down, James, or is it still there?
He's just laughing at you.
Is it still
that.
There? Is that puff still there? Because I only used it on that puff for 3 days, and then I went back to the other just using it on half my face again because I really want to see the difference like after like a month, you know? Anyway, and then we have, my God, you're not going to believe it. I shouldn't even tell him about the serum yet because it's just going to overload our computer and crash it. We don't have it yet, but when we do, there's going to be something like no one's ever seen. We put so much hemp in it. 250 milligrams we put of hemp into 1 ounce. No one's done that before. And we did it because we did scientific studies on it, and the results were phenomenal. And that'll be soon, and we'll have to give you guys a promo code for that so you can try it. Anyway, so what's going on in the world today? Well, yesterday was RJ's birthday. He's had so far a few little birthday parties. Went to Fisher Island on, what day was it, Jason? Sundays? Saturday, I went with the Smiths, and they invited us over for dinner. And then they, of course, Iris made a big cake and brought out all the stuff like she always does and had a big party for him over there, which is a few of us. And then Scott came to the house and had another little party for him with the college counselor and Scott. And then all my relatives from Texas sent him gifts. I let him open them last night. And then last night, Roy and I took him to dinner. And then Saturday, he's going to have his friends over for they're going to have birthday cake and food and that, and then they're going to go play airsoft. So Jason, we were supposed to go yesterday to Houston to that trip with the Smiths, but it was RJ's birthday, so we didn't go. So anyway, we didn't go there, but we were going to go on a trip yesterday, and that didn't work out because it was interfering with RJ's birthday. So RJ's like Roy and I. He doesn't really celebrate his birthday. He wasn't really into it. He didn't really care. He didn't care if he had a cake. He didn't care if he had anybody over. When he was little, if you watch the show, the Housewife show, I don't know what season it was, 2 or 3 or whatever, he threw his own birthday party because we were all working. We had the charity going. We had the business going. And we had the filming going. And I was so crazy busy. And I just one day went in there and say, RJ, we got to get your birthday thing together. And he goes, Mom, I've already ordered everything. FedExed overnight. Remember that? He was so cute. He was little. I remember my friends were like, I can't believe, how does your son know how to order FedEx overnight? I'm like, I don't know how he knows to do that. And why didn't he order a second day or ground? Why is he buying everything overnight? Anyway, So that's what's going on. So this is so funny. Yesterday, I called this friend up, or is it yesterday or the day before, that I haven't talked to in a couple of years. And I thought about him because we may want labels in the near future. And I was like, you know, I keep missing and playing phone tag with him. And he has a big, huge label company in New York. He sells to everybody, the Lauders and Coty. And, oh, my God, L'Oreal, if there's anybody that buys labels for beauty products, he's the go-to guy. He plays golf with them all. He knows them all, this and that. He says to me, So I call his office instead of his cell because I had the numbers mixed up. And I ask for him. They go, he no longer works here. And I'm like, what? And that's all immediately, was he okay? Is he in good health? What happened? Where is he? No, he sold the company. So his son's still working there for 3 years. I call him up. He has sold the company, started a new business, and getting divorced. And he's 70-something years old. He's doing all that right now. He's got a 27-year-old girlfriend. I'm like, oh, my God. I mean, who lives like that in his age? This is fabulous. What, were we going to say something, James?
No, I was just...
Oh, you were just laughing at my jokes because no one else is paying attention. Everyone's busy working, getting those eye creams out. So next week, there's a possibility, unconfirmed, that Jackie Siegel from the, what's it called, the Queen of Versailles film that was won the Sundance Award, as it's building that $100 million, 5,000 gazillion square foot mansion in Orlando, is going to be here. That's next Wednesday.
Great.
But it's not confirmed yet. I think it's Jackie confirmed. You know what that means. Wink, wink. You know, Jackie confirmed. In other words, maybe. So that's the story with that and what's going on. And let's go to, look at the dogs in my lap. The dog was traumatized. He jumped out of the chair onto this marble floor, and it scared him, so now he won't get on the chair anymore. Oh, Lord. I got another drama and another neurotic person in my life. So, I want to tell you about the eye cream. 50% off if you put in the promo code iCream, or if you're a Jeff Lewis listener and you put in the promo code Jeff Lewis Live, one word. And then we did so great with the Sudden Youth Kit. We went ahead and we put it up for one more week. So you can get it for $75 with the podcast promo code. But we're only going to do $50 this week. And that's it. After the $50 this week, it'll be back the regular. We've only discounted this. The first time we've ever discounted it in the entire length of the company. But we did it because we were slow getting these orders out. And we ran out of eye cream. And we're trying to keep people happy. And then the anti-aging serum we'll announce when that comes in, and we'll give you a code for that from our podcast viewers. By the way, in case you are international and you want to order, if you just go to hello@leahblack.com, someone will get back to you during the business hours to complete your order. So email us at hello@leahblack.com because we do sell all over the world. And we work here Monday to Friday from 10 to 5 is when we answer the phone. We really work from like 9 to 9 when we're getting a lot of orders out. And normally we get orders out the next day, but we're not Jeff Bezos and we're not Amazon. So when we get slammed, we promise to get them out within 7 to 10 days U.S. priority mail. But usually we get them out much quicker than that. So anyway, we had some questions about the eye cream. How much should I use? Well, I'm going to tell you, if you use it the way the instructions say, which is just enough to cover your eye area, around your eye area, every day, twice a day, it'll last you 3 to 4 months. I've been drenching myself, and so have a lot of other people. We had this one testimony from this woman that said, I had sun damage, I had brown spots, I have all these problems, and I've been using it everywhere. And then she said she was doing so great with it. She's the one that ordered 4 more within a week. So there you go. So use whatever you want of it. It's going to work. But usually an eye cream, use a small amount on your ring finger, tap around your eyes, and rub it in circular motions without pulling at your eye. Does it clear up dark circles? Not if your dark circles are just part of your skin tone or your genetics, but if there's something causing it, like fluid retention or something like that, then it might. But I do think it lightens it. You know, I've heard people give us testimonials that say that it did. So we'll see. And then what's the next one? Should I get drug tested for work? No. Our hemp premium spectrum hemp CBD is 100% THC free, and it will not cause a drug test to come alive. There you go. Now, let's see, let's go to royalty news. Let's entertain you with other people's problems. Prince Harry and Meghan started an Instagram account, and they already have 4.3 million followers, which is half of what the official royal account has. And they did that in 1 week. They're promoting charities and things like that. So what does that tell you about the palace?
Yeah.
What does it tell you about the palace?
Well, I mean, it's a whole antiquated way of thinking.
Exactly.
And these guys are breaking free.
They got young and hip people that know how to use social media. Apparently, they're skipping the royal tradition baby photo op because Meghan feels uncomfortable with the idea of a stage photo so soon after giving birth. Now, I'm sorry, that's a Hollywood diva actress thing. Get the damn picture taken. Okay. The Daily Express is reporting that Meghan and Harry received chilling death threats on their wedding day. Did you hear that? My God, leave these people alone. The Daily Express is saying
that. That was just from her father.
Said that. What?
That was just from Meghan's father.
The Daily Express says that the Queen does not approve of Meghan Markle effect on Harry. I don't believe that. I think the Queen likes the Meghan Markle effect, and I think the Queen just wants her grandson to be happy. So I think that's just nonsense. Oh, my God. No, we don't have any more ice cream. I'll call you later. Vanity, this guy was going to come by. I'm in the middle of a podcast. Were you going to come by? Okay, just come by. Will you come by starting anytime beginning one? Okay, bye. All right, are we going to unlock the door and let you in? All right, bye. I forgot. This guy's coming by. Everybody wants the eye cream. Okay, I forgot he was coming by. Vanity Fair is saying that Meghan reported earlier that Meghan could not continue to wear the Queen or Princess Diana's jewels. I don't believe that. I think all these news things, including Vanity Fair reprinting that, I think they're just stirring up gossip. There is no way the Queen's going to say you can't wear the jewels. I'm sorry. It's not happening. And by the way, if she did, that's room for divorce right there.
It's just all about them getting clicks.
It's getting clicks. Press.
It's clicks. Clicks. That's clicks, exactly clicks. What it is. I read one yesterday where they said the Queen was furious with Meghan because she has a new QVC clothing line coming out or something.
Does she have a QVC?
I think she does have a line, but it was in development long before all of this.
Well, the thing is, if she does, she should give the money to charity.
Exactly.
That's what she should do. And you can't live in the palace off the fat of the land of the UK taxpayers and then start promoting yourself for commercial purposes and making money.
Right.
You can take all that money
and
give it to it. Yeah, what do you think? You're Trump? Exactly. But you can take that money and give it to the good of the people. And if she did that, she'd be following in Princess Diana's footsteps in a more modern and current way, which I think would be appropriate. I don't have a problem with that. When I start living in the palace, I'll start giving away all my money too. The Bohemian Rhapsody surpassed $1 billion at the box office. I'm not even surprised. I've watched it two or three times.
I paid to see it twice.
You know what? On the plane, it's the best thing to watch. You watch it on the plane and the time flies by. It is so good. And you know, you were right about that guy. He deserved the Oscar. You know, I was kind of torn between him and a sentimental tear because of what's his name that played Dick Cheney, and he was brilliant.
Yeah.
They should have both won one. I mean, he was brilliant. But when you think about, that guy, he nailed it.
Yeah,
it over and over.
You're absolutely right. I watched Vice last weekend,
so good.
You know, again, that's the way I judge an Academy Award winner, is if I forget I'm watching an actor or an actress play a part, and
I did
in both of those movies.
And I did in both of them.
Yeah.
What's his name, that guy that played?
He was Batman.
Dick Cheney. What?
Christian Bale.
I think he's one of the best actors of all time. Did you guys ever see him in that one of the first movies when he was really skinny and he played that psychotic killer?
American Psycho.
Yeah,
American Psycho.
So go from that to remember the one with Jennifer, what was her name? Jennifer, the actress that won the Oscar that tripped down the stairs. What's her name? Jennifer Lawrence. Okay. Then he was in Jennifer Lawrence with the one filmed in New Jersey, what was that called? American something? Where he played the mayor was getting thing and he played the shyster.
It was American Hustle.
American Hustle.
He was really good in that.
Go from,
and he was Batman.
Go from American Psycho to American Hustle to Batman to, what's his name?
Vice President.
Vice President. Yeah. This guy, I mean, he deserves an Oscar. I don't think he has an Oscar yet. Does he have an Oscar?
No, I don't think so.
I want him to have an Oscar. Right. And they both should have gotten an Oscar. They should have done a tie like they did at the Golden Globes. But I can't take anything away from that guy that played Freddie Mercury. I mean, come on. I mean, he was just brilliant in so many ways. But anyway. So Johnny Depp is suing his ex-wife Amber Heard for a $50 million defamation lawsuit. Now, I have a lot of inside scoop on that one. Apparently, you're not going to believe this one. I hate to say it, so I'm going to say it's alleged, but it's more than alleged, but it's alleged. They were kind of rough with each other in their relationship, and then she turned it around as an opportunity to go after him. So let's just see what happens about that. Ray J's beloved dog, Bugatti, B-O-O-G-O-T-T-I, which is a play, I guess, on the word Bugatti, was kidnapped, and he's offering a $20,000 reward. I saw a picture of the dog. It's a little white dog. It's either a Maltese or a Bichon. So, oh, is that Carlos at the door?
I don't know. There's somebody.
There could be Carlos. You know Carlos de Cespedes. It could be him. Let him in.
He just went walking into
He can come in.
He went in the cafe.
Okay. And anyway, so he's offering a $20,000 reward. So, Little Black, let me make this clear. If anything happens to you, I will offer a $500 reward. It won't be
$20,000. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. So the news is that Alex Rodriguez rehearsed his proposal to J-Lo with his assistant. I know his assistant, so I have to get all the inside scoop from her. That's it. Yeah, he can come in. And or ask him if he wants to get coffee. Tell him we're going to be tied up until 1. Okay. Deborah Norville is recovering from thyroid cancer. Did you guys know that? It's the first I heard of it.
Yes.
She kept it quiet.
And then I saw them do something on the Today Show about
it
yesterday.
She must have kept it quiet. Yeah. That's interesting.
Well, wasn't it... didn't somebody, like a viewer, wrote in and said she had, like, the place, a bump on her neck? Andy Cohen and a lot of other people I heard recently this week, because of her situation, said that they have had viewers tell them they need to get it checked, and they went and found out that they did have something wrong. So
well, remember that a guy that was decorating houses? Mm-hmm. Some viewer told him he had a lump, and he went and had it taken out, and it was cancer. The viewer saved his life.
Yes.
So. If I have any lumps, it's not Botox or filler, call me. Hello at leahblack.com.
No, I think that's crazy, though, because I was reading that there were several celebrities that people identified, and they had called in or written into them and said, hey, you know, I had someone in my family, and they had cancer, and you should go have that checked out. And it was.
Turned out to be something. I mean, you just never know. Anyway, so now this one. Oh, my God. Why does this woman bug me? Wendy Williams is finally filing for divorce. I mean, how many years does it take for your husband to live down the street, buy another big house for a mistress, have a kid with her, an alleged kid, maybe the dad's somebody else, sure, and then drive yourself into... drinking because of your problems while you're being a hypocrite on TV criticizing everybody else's personal life? How long does it take? You faint on the stage, you got some other disease, your health is a mess because you're stressed over this husband, probably, and you finally decide to get divorced.
And they fired him. He was a producer on the show.
Well, fired him. I mean, they should have fired him like years. She should have dumped, she should have cut her loss the minute he started screwing this other girl, some younger, thinner version.
And he bought her a $250,000 sports car for her birthday, like, just a week or so ago, and then the day that she filed for divorce, they came and towed the car off.
Wait. The husband bought the girlfriend the car,
yes.
And when she filed divorce, Wendy seized the car.
Listen,
let him go live off the fat of somebody else's land.
Yeah.
You don't get to go screw around on your wife while you're getting paid as a producer on her show, and she's the golden goose making all the money, and then expect her not to divorce you. The girl should have divorced. She needs a therapist years ago. Call me, Wendy. Just call me. I would have told you, I could have saved you 10 years of a rotten marriage, all those health problems, all that money that they spent. I could have helped you with that 10 years ago. Cut your loss. A snake doesn't change its bite, or whatever the saying is. Whatever, I made that one up. That's a pillow. The leopard doesn't change its spots, and the snake doesn't change its bites. That's my next quote. A snake doesn't change its bites.
That sounds like the title of an episode of Into the Badlands. That martial arts.
Oh my God. So now there's a new book out called A Women Who Punch or something like that. I heard the guy on a few different talk shows. Apparently, it's the whole story of Barbara Walters and all this and that and the other. Did he come in? Hi, Carlos. Oh, he didn't come in? Oh, was it him? Was somebody else?
I didn't see anybody.
Oh, well, I told, well, you know what?
There was a guy with a beard that walked up to the door.
I don't know if he has a beard.
And then when I finally got your attention, he had walked over to the cafe. So
okay,
I don't
so
know
let
who
me
is.
Just text this guy right now. Hold on. I want to make sure he doesn't think we're filming. I'm going to say filming, come back at 1. Hold on. Filming.
But I don't think it was him.
Come back at 1. At 1.
Yeah, I think we'll take our 5-second break right now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Up.
All right, we're
you know
coming
what?
Back right
this
now.
This is why I do well in business. I get right back with people. Nothing aggravates me more than these people that don't get right back with you. Like that guy, the girl doing the screening on our bottles, the guy filling our bottles, they just get right back with me. And from day one in my business career, my attitude has always been, if you can't reply back to my texts or emails or phone calls or Rolodexes or whatever there was back then or my door knocks, I can't do business with you. And I, by the way, I want to know where your firstborn is so I can take him as hostage if I have to. You got to get back with people. Okay, so apparently Elizabeth Hasselbeck was fighting with Barbara Walters when she quit The View. According to this book that's getting a lot of press, Women Who Punch, Barbara Walters and her got in a big cat fight in the back and Elizabeth quit. I didn't know that. And then she went to Fox and then I don't think she was very welcomed over there. And now they got that Megan on there, and I mean, I like Megan sometimes, but I mean, anybody that can still support the Republican Party after the way the Republican Party did not stand up to Donald Trump about that harassment about her war hero father, I could never support a party that did that, but that's just me. You know what? Ask Wendy Williams in 10 years if that worked for you. Let's see. Ask me anything. Not Donna Reed. How much of the CBD eye cream should I apply? Answer that. A small amount around the eye twice a day. Philly Carroll, who am I supporting? I'm not going to decide that yet because I want to see. I'm going to support the candidate that I think can win, number one. Number two, my sentimental favorite will always be Joe Biden because I've known personally he's just got so much character, integrity, and statesmanship. I don't know if he's a little, I don't think his age has anything to do with it because I see the way Roy tries cases at his age and I see the way my friend got the 27-year-old girlfriend in a new business and I don't think the age is it. I just don't know if the country's looking for somebody younger and more vibrant. But my favorite right now that I'm just loving the death out of is Pete Buttigieg, Mayor Pete.
Yep.
I love him.
He's the guy.
I love him.
It took all of one day for him to start getting hecklers about his about his sexuality.
And did you see the way he handled it?
He handled it perfect.
Amazing. The problem is going to be, listen, I hate to say it because I'm a big fan of his. And my even my son said to me one day, Mom, do you have any straight friends or any of your friends not gay? And I'm like, probably if I think about it. So I'm like the biggest gay supporter, and I have been since I went to work for Fred Astaire at 18 years old, and every one of my dance partners were gay. That's when I found out what gay was. I just don't know if this if these American people are going to be able to accept a gay guy as president. I just don't know if they're ready for it.
Well, I don't, you know, I think
they should
it,
be.
It doesn't define him as a person, so and it's just a piece of who he is, and I think that that's the way he's presenting himself. And some people will never be able to get past that. But let me tell you, when you look at all of the other experience he has
and
how smart he is, there is not one person in the race that can hold a stick to
him. He's the smartest of the bunch. He's the most refreshing. He's did you see that when he was talking to the French about the Notre Dame coming down,
yes,
speaking in French? He was talking to the Catholics about it coming down, speaking in Italian. He speaks all these different languages. He can communicate with people around the world.
He's
been in the
scholar.
Military. He's a Rhodes Scholar. He's got degrees from Oxford and Harvard. But I will tell you, in my personal opinion, I don't think he should be shown. I don't like it when a non-gay couples do it, but public displays of affection is not going to help him. It wouldn't, but I don't think it helped Al Gore when he stuck his tongue down Tipper's throat at that thing either.
No.
It's not because it's gay. I just don't know that the average American person is ready for that. I think they can handle him intellectually and talking and that, but when they see that, I think it's like, they're like, It brings it too. It's too raw.
Right.
The country's just not ready for it. So listen. Well, I'm wishing him well. I love him. I'm going to have a fundraiser for him in L.A. if he wants to do it. I told my friend Tim, reach out to the campaign, tell him we'll have a fundraiser. I'll have one for Biden. If Terry McAuliffe would jump in, I'd have one for him. That's another one I like. Is Terry? I like a lot of them. The only one I don't like is Sanders. And I'll tell you why I don't like Sanders. If Sanders gets the nomination, I'm going to vote for him. But the reason I don't like him is, Hillary beat him by 4 million votes in the primary. And his whole people, well, he cheated at this and that. Well, number one, he was never really a Democrat, so of course the Democratic Party was more behind Hillary. Number two, he got that momentum and those bumps because Trump was promoting him being cheated against and driving the wedge. And then Russia bots were propping him up. So all of that helped him get that momentum. And then when he lost by 4 million votes, which was more than what Hillary lost to Obama by far 4 years before, instead of him jumping in and really embracing Hillary, he goes, I'm going to take the fight to the convention. And then he divided the party, and he left bitter, and his people were bitter. And they'll say, oh, but he supported her. No, it was a lukewarm go around, make a few speeches. But he really didn't, and then his top spokesperson, Nina, went to work for Jill Stein. That's sending a huge message to his followers that we're going to support Jill Stein, which took away votes, which was the whole Russian Trump strategy. So that's why I don't really, I'm not in. And number two, you can't be a socialist. You're never going to get elected as a socialist in a democracy that's driven by entrepreneurship and the economy. You're just not going to do it. So I just don't think at the end of the day, I think Trump keeps propping him up because he wants to run against him. But at the end of the day, they're going to paint him as a socialist that's really a millionaire, multimillionaire, and his wife's got legal entanglements at the college. And he's bitter and he's mean. When he doesn't get his way, he takes his ball and goes home. So I don't think he has a temperament for it either. So he's the one We already have that. And he's kind of the other end of the spectrum, the same kind of a thing, but I don't think his character is corrupt. But I just don't, he's the one that I would least want to get the nomination. All the others, first of all, I would do a better job than Trump. Roy Jr. would do a better job than Trump. My dog would do a better job than Trump. So I'm going to support whoever the Democrat is. But my favorite is not him. And so let's see what happens. I don't know. I'm going to wait. I think we have to wait and see who can actually beat Trump. That's the one we want. I was talking to Sandy yesterday. She goes, oh, out in Lavernia, you're not going to believe it. These people think that Trump's just great. She goes, well, I ask them, well, how can you? They're all these religious people. And then she's like, but they did all these things. And they go, oh, but you know what? That was before he found God. No, it wasn't. And by the way, if he found God, I mean, where is he? Because he didn't look like he found him to me. Okay, now, can we talk a minute about the housewives, says Dawn. How is Vanderpump getting away with scandal after scandal? Lori Loughlin pleads not guilty. And how in the world is this going to turn out? Well, I don't know what scandal Vanderpump's getting away with. I think she's got a lot of conflict going on. She's wanting to rise above it, wear the crown, and not get in the fray of it. So she's trying she's basically boycotting the other girls. That's that one.
Move the mic a little closer.
On Lori Loughlin, because the dog's in my lap. On Lori Loughlin, James traumatized my dog last week. I'll tell you later. Lori Loughlin pled not guilty. I don't know. She says she pled not guilty because she didn't. She wanted to set an example for her daughters. That's a lame excuse. Well, that not guilty plea may not work out for you. My husband thinks that they're all going to go to jail for some period of time. But, you know, who knows? Do I hang out with any of the housewives? Call Andy and tell him to bring back Miami. Should only bring back Miami if he recast it. Christy Rice was in my office yesterday. I talked to Joanna. I talked to Lisa once in a while. I talked to Karen once in a while. I talked to, yeah, I kind of do. All right, then Nick Lorraine asks, is RJ friends with Adriana's son? Do they go to the same school? Her son is 2 years older and is a junior in college, so no, RJ doesn't hang out with him because RJ's just going to be starting college. But that was my big beef with her, is how she refused to let her son be friends with my son when he was 2 years older and was able to understand what was going on when mom said, no, we're not going to hang out now. My little son was sitting in the door waiting for him to come over every day. That's when I really turned on her. What a cruel little thing she is. Can we talk skank or not? Dale Miami. Okay, we did that one, the housewives relationship. Heather, what triggers you to be such a go-getter, and what job or charity work drives you? Well, what triggers me, I think, is unfairness and when people are being mistreated. And what charity drives me, I think, when the underdogs have always driven me. I think everybody should have a fair shake at life and be able to enjoy their life. What skincare products do I have with acne scars? The only thing I've ever seen that's worked with acne scarring is people that consistently use the Sudden Youth mask. You have to use it once or twice a week consistently, and it's eventually you'll slough off all the old cells, and you'll start to have a smoother skin. The other one that will help modestly is the exfoliant, both available at leahblack.com. Suzanne, where did Roy and I go on our first date? Well, that's interesting. I went to a restaurant in the Gables. I remember that now. Just one Carol, and we still go to that restaurant, Abrachi. What do you think of Trump praising Tiger Woods? Well, when he tweets out he's going to give him the Medal of Freedom, I tweeted out, is that for the wife cheating, or is that for winning one tournament in 11 years? What's he getting it for? What's the Medal of Freedom for? Because, you know, Trump likes those people that cheat on their wives, and he did have 13 girlfriends at one time, so is he getting it for that, or is he getting it for winning that one tournament after 11 years? He's doing it because Trump's a big golfer, and he likes to be the big hero in the golf community. Nothing against Tiger. I hope he does well. I'm cheering him on. I think he's great, but, I mean, there are a lot of people. If Tiger's going to get it, why isn't Serena Williams getting it? Why aren't a lot of these other people getting it? You know, it's just Trump uses the presidency for his own little ego. That's all. Nothing against Tiger. Jared, how did I become so amazing? Oh, Jared, am I amazing? I love you, Jared. Okay. Did you say something, James?
No, I was just comment. We realized the background noise was an issue, but we fixed it.
Oh, no, it was Jason talking to a customer, we're not going to ever fix it. We're not
Fran,
gonna,
everybody who's asking what the background makes
yeah,
so
we're not
going
to interfere with our sales for you guys. I'm sorry. let's see. How did you like the House of AKASHA candles? I love those candles. I bought some more online. And the fragrance, I like the air fragrance spray, too. It's fantastic. I loved it. It was great. It's a great gift. It's packaged beautifully. AKASHA.
House of Akasha.
House of Akasha. I also like that lip, power lip that girl sent. And I bought a
Stacey
bunch of that,
power
too.
Lips.
Yeah, it was good, too. How's the gala this year? Well, right now, the gala's on the back burner. That was from Quinn. Kendi Rose, does the CBD eye cream firm the skin? Can you use it on my neck? Yes and yes. It is apparently, according to the claims and the chemist, it will help tighten and firm. Milan Rodriguez, realtor, is it a good time to invest in real estate? You know, I really haven't been following it, so I hate to say, but I think when you buy prime property, it's usually a good time as long as you're not paying a premium. Am I coming to Orange County? Oh, well, Kelly Dodd told me she's going to come in here soon. I won't be going there for any reason. RJ did get accepted to Chapman, but he's not going to be going there, and I'd love to meet you. Well, see, she, Lucy, I'd love to meet you too. My God, we're going to run out of time. I could go for 5 hours. Okay. Let's go to, we went from royalty to housewives. Wow. Did I skip the celebrity news? I usually start with royalty, then I go to celebrities, and then I go to, I did the celebrity news, and then I go to housewives. We work our way down to the low-hanging fruit. R-H-O-N-Y. Oh, my God, what about that fish room? I'm sorry. They made such a big deal and so offended Dorinda about that fish room. So I tweeted it out. When someone invites you to their home, just say thank you. Mm-hmm. I got tons of positive response on that tweet. I just don't understand how you can go to someone's house and bitch and complain about their guest room like that and be embarrassed. When we went to Bimini, remember those girls were acting like idiots, screaming and demanding and crying and had to have the best room. And I mean, they literally were dragging one of them across the floor to try to get her out of the room, and she ran back in the room. I just took the worst room that had a canoe bed for a 5-year-old kid and told the staff who had nowhere to use the bathroom and come in and hang out in the room. I mean, the crew. I mean, I just don't get it. It's not for the rest of your life. It's for 1 or 2 days. Suck it up, shut up, and be grateful. I can't believe people. Apparently, according in New Jersey, Teresa says that prison is better than ICE detention, that Joe is in a much worse ICE detention facility than he was in 3 years of prison. Well, Teresa, honey, you vote and support Trump because you run The Apprentice, so you know what? That's what you get. I agree with you. It is the worst conditions ever.
We've got some comments coming in about it.
Of course, we do. Who's going to scream at me today?
No, Doug Budin, who's one of Jeff Lewis's guests that was using the CBD cream.
Hi.
He's watching. He says, exactly, learn how to be a guest in someone's home. He also commented earlier that he was reading your book, and it was really juicy.
Oh, my. What's it called? Oh, Red Carpets and White Lies.
Yes.
What was his name?
Doug Budin.
Doug, he's the co-host on
there. Yeah, he co-hosts with
Doug,
Jeff.
You got to tell Jeff we got to go on together when I'm there. I love you, Doug. You're great on this show. You look so cute in the photos.
And people were agreeing. They said it was so rude about the fish room. Just be thankful you were there and accept it.
Oh, and Doug, tell everybody about that CBD eye cream at LeahBlack.com. When you're on Jeff's show, especially talk about it. Okay, what?
And then some people were asking about the top fan valued customer thing. So that's something Facebook populates based on how much activity you all engage with Leah's page. So people were wondering, because I guess someone was a top fan and now they're just a valued customer or commentator.
What? You went from a top fan to a valued customer? I'm being marked down.
Value commentator, yeah. So
get
anyway,
with the program.
That just has to do with how long you and how much you interact with Leah's page.
You need to just get going, girl. You better start interacting. Let's go to the Beverly Hills Housewives, the rich, glamorous, fabulous, and I will leave it at that. Well, LVP is in hiding. She's boycotted the rest of the girls because obviously they don't like her. And I thought it was kind of rude. Come on in. I thought it was a little bit rude when Denise went early and went to her own little celebration late in order to go over to have a drink with her and give her a gift. And she just totally
blew her off.
Because it was, have a seat, Carlos, because it wasn't about her. Yeah,
she almost acted like, why are you here when she showed up?
I thought it was embarrassing. I was so embarrassed for her. But I've been around that restaurant enough to know that that's not unusual. Okay. Now then Camille. Camille, who went from a potted plant to all of a sudden a dramatic overacting. Oh, I mean, this girl, you didn't even know she was there. It's like a fly on the wall for the last 3 years. I mean, she just shows up and all of a sudden now she's just digging in. I wonder why that is. What do you think? I don't know. Maybe she just wants to be
a full-timer.
Yep. Yeah, I kind of got that feeling. Anyway, when she goes off on Lisa Vanderpump's first of all, everyone criticized her for it. But they talk about their Botox, they talk about their boobs, they talk about their hair extensions, they talk about their facelifts, they talk about their butt implants, they talk about everything. everything. So I don't think that talking about Lisa getting new teeth is anything different than that. Now, she didn't have to say that her gums were receding. She had bad breath. Oh, my God. I almost dropped my jaw on that one. That makes you think she's trying to get back on the show.
A few of them have completely new heads.
Yeah, right.
Their entire face is different. They look like a different cat.
Some of them are starting to look alike, you know. And then, you know, I thought that was, I really did think that Ken and Lisa went too far kicking Kyle out of the house. I thought that was going a little bit too far.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that feeling of wanting to, but I don't think Kyle was really, I think, defending Lisa all along to the best she could. And she was going over there and say, listen, I'm going to fight for you, but you got to give me some tools to work with here. And they just kicked her right out.
Mm-hmm.
And you notice how they twisted the story from, they took the focus away, Vanderpump's, from what happened with the dog to now you're accusing me of radar.
Yeah.
It was a very manipulative, change the subject narrative twist, because she can defend the radar thing, but she can't defend the dog thing.
Right.
So that was pretty obvious to me. And now Denise is offering to meet with LVP and broker peace. Oh, Lord, Denise, honey, don't,
right.
Don't.
Ryan Holt asked, do you think Denise is playing the Housewives game well? She hasn't really been causing too much of a stir.
They never do in the beginning.
The first season, that's the best way to come in.
The easier way in.
When you come in hot, you wind up like Jennifer from New Jersey.
Yeah, you know, I think that she's a very pretty girl, and she's very, I think she's probably one of the nicest, and she's probably humble, and she's a good girl. And I watched her on It's Complicated with her dad and her two daughters, and after mom and died and everything. So I think she's a good girl. I think she'll fit in with this group because, you know, they all like that whole celebrity thing. But I don't know that she's going to be a scrapper, but I think she'll stand up for herself.
Yeah,
she'll
said in her interview, something about what she used to have to deal with mean girls or people that fought dirty, and she used to think, just step back and not say anything, but now she's learned fight fire with fire.
Well, maybe she
will.
Maybe she will.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't think they're going to come at her. I don't think she's going to stir it up,
but
I think that if they stir it up, I think if they start it, she may finish it. She may be one of those.
Yep.
But for her meeting up and trying to make peace with everybody, I mean, girl, be careful. You're going to get burned on that one.
Yeah.
That's like what happens when you side with when a couple's getting divorced and you side with the one that's actually right, and then they get back together and they both hate you.
Yeah. I liked how when she was getting advice from her husband, he did say to her, what do you hope to accomplish by getting in the middle of it? What's your objective? And
he's,
I thought that
was
really good advice.
He's a cutie, yeah. She's...
Cindy Mansell says, Ken and Lisa showed no class with Kyle. Ryan Holt says, for sure, he loves Denise Richards anyway. And Deb Smith says, goodbye, Kyle.
You know, I just don't think Kyle was wrong in that regard.
I mean, I don't either.
She really did stand up, and she kept saying, I love her, but this is just how she is. We just have to accept the how she is. And she was saying to Lisa and Ken, look, give me something to work with. I'm out of excuses for you. And they're like, get your ass out of my house.
Right.
Anyway, Erica's going on tour, so that's good. Dorit is being ignored by Vanderpump, and so she's being punished. She's in the doghouse.
Literally.
In the doghouse. Okay, on Orange County, let's see. Oh, Vicky is not on the show, but in the press. Vicky is suing Brooke Ayers.
Brooke, I read that.
Yeah, for fraud, misrepresentation, breach of written agreement, verbal agreement, and other blah, blah, blah claims. And she's $184,899 loan that he didn't pay back to the bank. Who loans $184,899? Why not just do $185? Okay, whatever. And then another $81,652 that she loaned him for lawyers. I mean, in my calculations, right, that's almost $250,000. Everyone tried to warn you, Vicky. And she's also asking for $15,000 in accountants' fees and auditors and collection agencies. Honey, if you got lawyers, accountants' fees, and creditors and all that that'll work for $15,000, would you please send me the information? Because that's a deposit to get in the door with the people I know. And then Camille last night having that breakdown about Kavanaugh. this wasn't about you, girl. This was about Kavanaugh and the country. It wasn't about you feeling like you were persecuted. Oh, she just went on too much about that.
I loved how the friend of whoever that was there spoke up and said, you know, because I couldn't believe the way she... I really was shocked at how Camille, you know, kind of dug in and was talking about how she told her parents, she told her friends, she told everybody, you know, nobody,
so
why
Dr.
wouldn't they
Ford.
Do it? Yeah, but a lot of people don't. They hold it in because they're scared that when they do, they get treated like...
Yeah, but you know what? She's also 20 years younger than Dr. Ford or correct. Whatever, and times have changed. And, you know, she was just so on a position about it. And you know, Lisa Rinna... She tried to stand her ground, but I mean, if I would have been there, I would have really. I know.
I was thinking the same thing. I was like, they would have had to shut production down.
Oh, yeah, I would have been like, wait a minute. Let me go through the facts. If you talk about evidence, let me go through the facts of the case and the evidence with you, girl.
I blinked and saw you crawling across the table.
Yeah, let's bring out the calendar of Kavanaugh and the parties. Let's who keeps that calendar? Let's go to her credibility. I mean, I would have put her on the witness stand, but anyway, it's a good thing I wasn't. Wasn't there because that literally I think I would have I mean I couldn't take it. I was having anxiety listening to her and her ridiculousness. Yeah. She didn't know the facts. She just felt like the victim. She was a victim. Well, okay.
Ryan Holt says
she's a victim is a good fit for her. She always plays a victim.
He said Camille's position reasoning was odd too last night.
Yeah, I mean she's becoming Jekyll and Hyde. She went from being just there to like jumping in and ready to fight everything, get in the middle of everything, and wanting the attention for the wedding, wanting the attention for the luncheon. And it's like, what are you just trying too hard? Just chill out, girl. You don't go from 1 to 100 and in one season, like ease into it.
That whole thing was weird in the restaurant because then Kim was also in the restaurant and Kathy Hilton was also in the restaurant in two separate, and it wasn't even planned. And then when Kyle was going down to see them, Camille stops her and has this like teary eyed breakdown all of a sudden. And then in the next breath goes, oh, by the way, will you be my bridesmaid?
She's just trying too hard. I'm sorry, and I like her. You know, I've been friends with her and Kelsey for years and years, and I like her. I just think that she needs to just, like, be herself and quit overacting. She's like, maybe she'll get a role in a soap opera. Maybe they'll cast her in a soap opera. I don't know. So, whatever. She became Jekyll and Hyde. Yeah. So, we have, let's see. Oh, my God. Okay, let's go over these with you. These are hilarious. So, James Fault saw this and sent it to me. 103 Real Housewife quotes that are better than Shakespearean prose. Oh, Lord.
We're not going to do 103.
The mindset of America. Okay, here are some funny ones. She's a recovering alcoholic, but who isn't? Oh, my God. Well, I was in this one for pick up a bag and slap the bitch with it. Real Housewives of Dallas. I'm exhausted. My weave is exhausted. The panty liner in my underwear is exhausted.
Leanne Lachlan.
That was funny.
That was good.
Oh, my God. Let's see. I'm just going to keep on drinking. It seems very wackadoodle. Oh, my God. Her husband gets his D-I-C-K sucked at the Roundup. I know the boys who did it. Some things, honey, are not worth leaving sleep over. New York City, go to sleep. That's when Bethany was going after, what was her name? Kelly Benzema.
Yes.
They were on that trip.
They were
Kelly
on Crazy Island.
On Crazy Island. Be cool, don't be all uncool. That's when Luann slept with a one-night stand with a pirate. Turtle time.
Yeah.
What are you doing here without Dorinda? Say it, Sonia, my favorite. I decorated, I cooked it, I made it nice.
I made it nice. That was when they had that horrible Christmas up
take
there.
A Xanax and calm down, Ramona says.
That was when Bethany yelled at Luann and told her, you sleep with everyone. It was too funny.
Oh my God, light bulb on my head. Pinot Grigio on my head, Ramona. You're both white trash, quite frankly, Aviva. Orange County, I've never been with multiple partners in my life, says Vicky. You're a psychotic Jesus judge, says Tamara.
Jesus judge.
Whoop it up, Biggie. Let's see. When life gives you lemon, put 9 in a bowl, Shannon. Oh, yeah. When life gives you lemons, put 9 in a bowl. I can't stop eating, Shannon says. That was funny. She got thin. She looks really good.
Rachel Gitch says, wow, Bethany, wow. That was one from recently from New York.
New Jersey. Prostitution whore engaged 19 times, Teresa said. That was about Danielle before they became big buddies. I don't know if she wants to be me or her. or skin me or wear me like last year's Versace, Dean Emanuel. Oh, my God. Let's see. I never said you were a stripper, says Teresa. Pasta makes me happy, says Melissa. This is right up there with Shakespeare. I'm
yes,
telling
right
you.
Up there right with up Shakespearean there. Quotes.
I'm usually pretty zen until you F with me. You're a clown. Oh, my God. Your husband's in the pool.
That is Joseph.
Margaret Josephs.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I sat home with diarrhea for 3 weeks because of you. God, he says this stuff. Oh, Atlanta, I'm a very rich bitch. Speaking of, did she act horrible at the reunion, or
Nene,
was it
yes.
me? This was the second time she's done that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't tolerate that if I were a producer. I'd say, you know, either show up. Or you just don't show up. But yeah. You don't get to come and act like that. It put a damper on the whole thing. It was like a big elephant in the room. It was like a big dark cloud hanging on everybody. Even the fish got wild and flew out.
That's
go home, Wig. Go home, Wig. Go away. Bye-bye, says Nene. Oh, yeah. My God.
It's horrible.
I will effing drag you in this, bitch, says Candy. I'm going with him in Fabulous, says Kenya. So nasty, so rude. Nene, that would be the reunion. Yeah. Close your legs to married men. The thirst is real, says Nene. Oh, my God. I need to remember how juicy this Georgia peach. He needs to remember how juicy this Georgia peach is, says Portia. Okay, Beverly Hills. This has got to be one of the all-time good ones. Pat the puss.
Erica.
You're a slut pig, Kim Richards.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. If you can't be my friend, just please don't be my enemy, says Taylor. I thought Taylor was amazing on this show.
I love Taylor.
I think they should have kept her, especially after that all that stuff with her husband. I mean, they should have kept her. I'm sorry. Did you know these are $25,000? Remember that Dana's pounding out her sunglasses. The morally corrupt Babe Resnick, says Camille. Who is Adrienne Maloof in this world? She's a nobody, says Yolanda. You stole my G-damn house, says Kim. At least I don't do crystal meth in the bathroom all night long,
yeah,
says
very,
Brandy.
Very Shakespearean.
I love this. This is another all-time good one. No matter how many Chanels you borrow, you will never, ever be a lady. Hey, Resnick, that was a good one. I'm like a cockroach. You just can't get rid of me. Lisa Rinna, one of my favorites. You do magic now. Oh, my God. Anyway, so that was funny. Let's go to the Potomac. I played like Potomac rules, but now it's time to play by my own. I guess what happens when you marry someone in the NBA instead of someone with an MBA? It's like a prom on crack. Our relationship has grown from me waiting to strangle her to now wanting to throw her a birthday party. Okay, well, that's enough of that.
So you had some comments that came in and a couple questions. Deb Smith, she says she thinks they treat Dorinda so rudely, and
they
she wanted
did.
To know what you thought about Sonia and the Morgan house. She had the breakdown.
Oh, I forgot about. I'm glad you brought that up. Do not touch the Morgan papers or letters. You do not touch them.
Oh, my God. She lost it, though. She did when they were in
Sonia is eminently entertaining.
Yes.
However, she can't let go of the past. She just can't let it go. And if you knew the whole story, you would know why. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know that the whole story ever really got totally played. But she really did love her husband. And when he had that brain injury, he really just turned on her and the daughter. And
yeah.
She just can't get over it.
Yeah.
And I love her so much. But she, when she drinks, I've been around her when she drinks. I was at what's it called? Cipriani's in New York. And I was there. And, oh, my God, Netanyahu was there. And with his little court, holding his little court. And then Charlie Rose was there, and all these people were there. So Charlie Rose, I said hi to him because he knew Roy, and I think Roy had been on his show or something. And we were standing there talking like normal human beings about, I don't know, intellectual things. Like Charlie's an intellect, and it was Roy, and you know. Sonia comes up. She had 5 martinis too many. And she puts her arm on him and starts leaning over going, you remember when we had sex, don't you?
Oh, my gosh.
I don't believe this is happening. And Netanyahu just over there like this. It was kind of a funny moment. But anyway, I love Sonia, but when she drinks, she gets a little carried away sometimes with her emotions. I'm going to save the news for next week, because we're almost out of time. I'll go to the politics. Well, the Mueller report's going to come out tomorrow. and they're going to redact it. It's going to be redacted.
It's going to look like a DNA code.
Yeah, oh, yeah. It's going to be like so redacted because what I don't understand is the White House is gearing up for their rebuttal. Okay, if you didn't do anything wrong, right, and if you didn't collude and you didn't obstruct and you didn't conspire and you didn't corrupt and you didn't do all these things, what do you need to rebut? Just put out the report. Of course you're hiding everything. You're hiding everything that you can.
For sure.
So that's that. And then he, I'm telling you, that Barr, Rachel Maddow did a whole thing on him last night. He covered up the whole Iran-Contra thing, and he covered up another whole thing that was coming out. He's a hitman. That's what he does. He's hired as a hitman. And yep. He reached out to Trump, auditioned for the job, and Trump got his Roy Cohen. But it's all going to come out eventually, I think, anyway. And then Trump's still attacking that Muslim congresswoman. All she said was she was trying to say is you can't blame every Muslim because some Muslims did that to the Trade Center. That's all she was trying to say. Well, he has turned that into a whole big thing and exploited it. And I think it's wrong to exploit that World Trade Center like that. It's embarrassing. It's horrible. It's wrong. And she's a little congresswoman. He's a fucking president of the United States. And he always punches down. He always has to punch down, you know. And it's so embarrassing how he acts. And this woman's now got death threats against her, and she's having to get security guards and everything. And, I mean, she's a little bit on the out there side, but you know what? She was elected by the people. Let her have her say. You don't have to attack her because you don't agree with her like that. And then but for me, him getting rid of that Christian Nielsen, whom was, I can't believe, the complicit blonde that turned a blind eye to the caging of the kids and the separation of the parents and lost the kids, didn't even put in a tracking system. They could have at least put chips in them like they do animals. I mean, come on. They could have marked them up like the Nazis with numbers on their wrists. They didn't even do that, these horrible people. He fires her, Trump fires her, because she's not strong enough on immigration. So, in other words, gassing little children running around with no shoes on, separating them from their parents, letting two of them die in custody, and tying them up in cages with little food, sleeping on the floor with those silver or aluminum blankets, that's not tough enough on immigration? What is? So Stephen Miller, they had him all dressed up in a Nazi uniform on Twitter, and I was like, yeah, it fits him, you know? I can't with him. Oh, he's horrible. Did you see that video clip? You got to Google it, of him on stage when he was in college screaming about the janitor wouldn't sweep the floor. Well, I was here sweeping the floor the other day. Am I right, Jason? Was I vacuuming and cleaning the tables? Absolutely. You can't forget where you come from, and you can't be too good to do anything. Oh, and then they're saying now that Trump is still talking to the Saudi Arabian prince, even after him slaughtering Khashoggi. And then did Trump come out with a comment, or did I misread this, that he thinks it's cool that the Saudi prince hit on Melania? Are you kidding me? What is wrong with this guy? Something's wrong with him. I can't take it anymore. Oh, my God. The moral corruption and lack of morality amongst world leaders. The president of Brazil comes out and says he was shocked and outraged by tweeting a video. He tweeted a video showing one man urinating on another man during his country's massive annual street carnival, and he was just shocked and outraged by it. He was so shocked and outraged about a guy at the annual carnival of Brazil peeing on another guy that he put the video out. What kind of a leader of a country would put out a video of a guy, and then he goes, what is this, a golden shower? The president tweeted on Wednesday, a day after posting the video in which a barely dressed party goer with a top bus shelter plays with his behind and then bends over before another man urinates on his head. I don't feel comfortable showing this, but this is what the streets and the parties and the carnival have turned into, he says. This guy, if you're promoting your country, you don't do that. If you have any, you know, high road at all, you don't do that. And as a this is something that one of these little Twitter tweets, Twitter, tw- Twitter people would do to build their following. You don't do that as a president of a country. I mean, Trump is just the leadership in the world. Yesterday when Macron came out speaking so fabulously about we're going to rebuild, that's our history, that's our nation, that's who we are. I'm like, can't we have a leader like that? Why can't we have a leader like that in the United States? Why do we put up with this trash?
Ryan Holt says he never thought he'd say this, but Bill Weld, save us.
I know, Bill Weld. I'm rooting for you, Bill Weld. I'm rooting for you. Listen to this. This is, remember the Trump, I'm going to be the law and order president. Okay, listen to the pardons he's given out. Dinesh D'Souza for campaign fraud. Dwight and Stephen Hammond for arson. Alice Johnson for drugs. Jack Johnson for, I can't remember. I can't read my writing. Anyway, what was he taking him out? Anyway, he took him out. Yeah, okay. Scooter Libby for perjury. Joe Arpaio for lying. And for people, and by the way, Joe Parr is the one that let people die in the tents of heat exhaustion. He let them burn that dog in front of him and thought it was funny and watched it. And people died in the tents when he was in charge over there. Mm-hmm. Kristen Saucer for spying on the U.S. and Shalom Robinskotskin for bank fraud. So these are the pardons that the law and order president is giving out. Why? Because that's who he is. He's one of them. I remember when somebody said in the beginning when Trump was like kind of won the, well, when he stole the election and they said, well, he cheated to get it. Let's say that. When they said, well, he had a read on the country that we didn't have. And Ryan said that, Paul Ryan. And I'm like, yeah, he had the read on these anti-immigration, racist, bigot, white supremacist people because he's one of them. And that became his base. Then he gets in power, and the Republican Party's scared of him because they don't want to lose his base and be primaried. And then they realize, we don't want to give up this power, so let's just put up with anything he does and stay in the majority and keep this power going. It's sick. Citizens for Ethics reported that and during the Trump administration, there have been 215 criminal charges, 38 indictments or pleas, 5 prison sentences, 500 search warrants, 2,800 subpoenas, and 13 requests for foreign government for evidence. What is this? This is just corruption at its highest. Mm-hmm. I just can't. Yesterday, or recently, they deported a father who worked in the U.S. for 15 years. The mother died in the Afghanistan war at 22 years old. They had a 12-year-old daughter that he deported the father. ICE deported the father, according to azcentral.com. And the daughter, 12 years old, was left here by herself. The mother died in the war. And then I heard something about they may bring him back because it hit the press. But this is what they do. This woman died in the Afghan war. The father's been working here 15 years, paying taxes, has a job. They deport the father and leave the 12-year-old daughter here by herself to fend for herself. How does that make us safer? Speaking of the law and order president, apparently, and it's on video, they say, Trump told the Border Patrol captain to go ahead and just violate the law.
Yep.
And he'll pardon him later.
But he told him.
I can't stand it. By the way, what's his name? O'Rourke? What's his name? Beto? He's raised $9.4 million in the first 18 days. Buttigieg did $7 million right away. Then somebody posted this, which I thought was great. Trump, the billionaire hides his taxes, the genius that hides his college grades, the businessman that bankrupt the casinos, the playboy that pays for sex, the Christian who doesn't go to church, the philanthropist who defrauds charities, the patriot who dodged the draft, and the innocent man who refuses to testify. Brilliant. Oh, that was a good one. I wish I wrote down who tweeted it anyway. Have you forgotten, someone tweets, Republicans started a war based on lies that cost us thousands of lives and billions and trillions of dollars. The Republicans shut down the government in order to stop 8 million Americans from getting affordable health care. The Republicans' job creation measures and blocked every effort constructed by others to put American people back to work. And the Republicans helped destroy the U.S. economy, then blocked attempts by others to get the nation back on track. That's when Obama came in and we were literally on the verge of bankruptcy, and then a McConnell comes out and says, well, I'm going to stop everything. My job is to stop everything. everything that Obama wants to do. And now he calls the Democrats obstructionists. The hypocrisy is an all-time I can't.
It's crazy.
Let's see. I talked about Tiger Woods. Oh, my God. Oh, I told you about Buttigieg. Oh, he's so smart. I'll go to YouTube and watch his announcement for president. Meanwhile, Assange, listen to this. Assange gets kicked out of the embassy for smearing poop on the walls and not cleaning up after his cat. They just had enough of him. Mm-hmm. So Trump leaves pee in the Russian beds, and Assange puts
politics
poop
make
on
strange
the walls.
Bedfellows.
They all fit right in together.
We have a question from someone, Jules624, who actually. Is the lady who purchased the eye cream that you sent the cup and the...
Yeah.
So anyway, she's wanting to know when the face wash is going to be back in stock or the full bundle. She says she's loved everything she's bought.
The wash will be in
so
about
far.
3 weeks, and the serum should be in about 2 weeks.
Right. Yeah. So that's
and you
answer,
need to
Jules.
Email us at hello@leahblack.com and keep checking the website so that you get it before it's out again. I mean, we just started getting slammed with orders recently, and we just really weren't quite prepared because we had a lot of people that we export to and a lot of stock distributors that buy in quantity, so unfortunately made the mistake of filling those and not holding enough back for ourselves, not realizing how much the CBD was going to take off.
Right. So yeah, and Jules has been great supporter too. I have seen her on social media going around on Jeff Lewis's page and on his posts and things, telling people about the cream and answering questions on her own. So we really appreciate the support, and thank you
yes,
very much, Jules.
Thank you. Oh, wait, I'm just going to end with this one thing. I think this is hilarious. So when the towers are coming down in, to be fair to myself, I even said maybe they should take planes and drop water on the, on the dome. But I don't know anything about it, and I'm not the president of the United States, but from California. But then I realized when they do that in California, it's 200 or 300 acres, and it's not like a direct hit, like a bullet or a drone or something. So you can't really target where to drop it. But like I said, I'm not in the know about it. I was making a comment. Maybe you should drop water. Listen to this. So while the Notre Dame towers are burning, or the cathedral's burning, Dan Rather said, why is the burning of Notre Dame morale moved so many people? Because we believe in beauty, majesty, faith, art, history, and human expressions. We remember this cathedral as our common humanity. Jason's handling a customer over there. So Macron comes out and talks about we're going to rebuild it, and it's historical, and this is who we are. And then the people in Paris are over there singing Ave Maria. And, then what Trump says, fly planes on it and dump water. And then immediately everybody
saying use water cannons.
Yeah, says that it'll collapse the cathedral, and you don't know what you're talking about. Remember, that's like the time when the fires were burning in California. And he says,
it's because of leaves on the ground.
And then you saw that meme of that woman on the internet vacuuming leaves off the ground of California. Oh my God, it was just so funny. So it was just hilarious. But so Selma Hayek's husband, billionaire husband, Francois Pignot or whatever, who's in that fashion industry, whose dad's worth $32 billion, is donating $113 million, which is £100 million, to help build it. And people were, according to people.com, do you believe people are on there criticizing him?
Yeah, they've been criticizing him. Not just them, but everyone.
You know what? People are poor. People can't eat. Help the homeless. Why are you caring about this building? People spend their damn money on whatever they want to.
Yeah.
But you know who should really be paying for that? The Vatican. They're the ones with all the damn money. They should be paying for it. Yeah. They should pay for it. But on the other hand, if this guy wants to give $100 million, why are you criticizing him? Say thank you. This is like Dorinda's house.
Yeah, they've raised
just
a billion.
Just say thank you.
They've raised $1 billion already, so it's great.
Oh, I heard, yeah. So there you go. So that's our news of the day. My quote of the week, which was on our pillows that we sell, train your environment. You see how I've trained my environment? I've trained my environment to no longer will sit anywhere but in my lap during the podcast. So do as I say, not as I do. All right, guys, we had fun today. I'll see you next Wednesday. Maybe with any luck, Jackie will be here. If not, I'll be here with all the gossip. I'm the curator of all news, pop culture news, real news, Trump catastrophe news, everything news. Just tune in to me. You don't need to watch anything else. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.